the thing they put in the top of the bottle to seal it, what were they?
Well, I never did with wine, but we'd usually speak of corks.
All right, I just use that because that's what they still use them for. But before, I mean, they used to do this for a lot of other medicines and just about anything.
See, we used corks a lot with syrup in sealing it. Oh, there was a time when you used a corn cob and then take sealing wax and put on top of that.
If the stopper was made out of something other than cork.
Yeah.
All right. Like, let's say you had a glass one. Would you still call it a cork?
No, you call it a stopper.
Okay. What do you call this little instrument that's about that long and it's got little holes on it? You play it like this.
Well, we call it a harp, a harmonica.
Okay. And how about the instrument that's round and it's got a clanger in it and you put it between your teeth and play
it like that? You're talking about a Jew's harp?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Okay. And what do you use to drive nails with?
Well, we use several things, but you're talking about a hammer.
Okay, sure. That's the most common item, I suppose.
Yeah.
And
I use blacksmith hammers and sometimes use hatchets and sometimes they use a heavy pair of wire pliers.
Wow, yeah. Or I mean, you use chamber lock pliers.
Yeah, yeah. I got a part of an old transmission, a differential out yonder that I use occasionally now for putting pliers on equipment or driving a nail.
How about if you have a wagon and two horses, what's the long piece of wood between the horses called?
You're talking about the tongue?
Yes, sir. Any other name that you might have for that?
Yeah, let's see. We've used another term for buggies. No, that'd be a one horse. I can't think of it now.
What would be the...
We sometimes would speak of the pole, but this is not the term I'm trying to think of. Go ahead.
Okay, well then the next one would be, if you have a horse pulling a buggy, you have one horse, what's the thing you back them in between to get them?
Well, that's what Saddle's talking about, shafts.
Okay, any other names for those?
Not that I've ever heard, I think.
Okay. Never heard of it.
What else?
Well, we got different variations. How about thrills or drafts? Thrills? How about the steel outside of a wagon wheel? What do you call that?
Well, we call it a tie.
Okay.
Right.
And when a horse is hitched to a wagon, what do you call the bar of wood that the traces are fastened to?
Well, I guess you call it single tree.
Okay.
Or double tree, depending on what you've got.
All right, well, now this next one here. Now, the wagon, if you have two horses and each one has a single tree, okay?
Then you got to have a double tree.
Okay, then the thing that both of these are hitched to is called the double tree. Right?
Yeah.
All right. If a man had a load of wood in his wagon and he was driving along, what would you say he's doing?
A little wood
in a load of wood in a wagon and he was going to town, what would you say he's doing with that wood?
Well, I'd guess that he's probably going to sell it, but not necessarily.
Well, just the act of carrying it along, would you have a term for that? Okay.
If he were bringing it up from the woods to the house, I'd say he's hauling wood.
Okay, that's all I was looking for.
And I reckon he'd say the same thing for going to town.
Right.
Never sold wood.
Oh, well.
I think we'd likely be inclined here to say peddling wood.
Peddling
wood. Quite a few of our Negroes do sell wood.
Well, they do now?
Mm-hmm. See, there are a lot of people who are glad to pay a good price for small amounts of